RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
You all know that everyone's reality is a little different. Well, there's a whole section called optical illusions, which is something that happens for physiological reasons that make us perceive things so differently. Does anyone remember that dress that appeared on Facebook in July 2015, which seemed to go viral and was viewed differently by different observers? The Facebook image, few could understand why there was such a dissimilarity in different people's interpretations. Well, I was contacted by Better Homes and Gardens for my interpretation, and I felt that there were several reasons. First, the dress was made of numerous pigments, so it was not a uniform color. Second, depending on the amount of light, the image would look different. For instance, if you had an orange rug and you dim the light, it begins to look maroon. So the light is a major factor. Third, the angle of incidence of the light made the color look different. And lastly, which you may not realize because the eye may not pick it up, is if the dress was moving slightly, the object was moving slightly, it would seem to differ. Well, optical illusions are so commonplace, we tend to ignore them. People have dual eyes and dual minds in a very complicated visual system. Your central vision through your macula is directed at a distant object. All the while, your peripheral vision is scanning the periphery almost unknown to you. Your conscious mind is focused on what your macula is observing, whereas your unconscious mind, the rest of the whole brain, is integrating the information that comes through the eye and from the periphery. Therefore, you do a double take because you're uncertain about something you just saw. Plus, you tend to project an answer. Well, I got interested in optical illusions because it's part of life. And visual perceived images differ from reality, usually in three major areas. Something is literal, something is physiological, or it is cognitive. Literal, obviously, is that you see something that looks like something else, but doesn't have to be. Physiological depends on brightness, color, position, tilt, movement. And cognitive often deals with unconscious interferences, even your retinal perception or your own prejudgment. So if we look at the different kinds, you realize that the brain, with excessive stimulation, goes down a neural pathway and vision processing. And with repeated activity or interaction with other pathways, it causes an imbalance and alters the perception. For instance, the receptive field of the retina is different from cell to cell. So light and dark receptors compete. So if it's light, the dark ones get excluded, and vice versa. And then when an object moves, it stimulates one and casts a shadow on the other, causing this intermittent inhibition of adjacent receptors. Now, it sounds complicated, but obviously there is a physiological reason for it. Now, of course, there are also pathological illusions. You might call them visual hallucinations, and they often are related to an underlying disease. But they have a little different basis because they're usually spontaneous. Cognitive illusions, meaning your interaction in your unconscious brain, is assumptions about the world you already have, and it leads to an unconscious inference about something you think you know. And some of those are really very frequent. There's several categories. One is an ambiguous illusion, meaning it switches back and forth, like the Rubin vase, whether it's two people kissing or a vase in between, or the Necker cube, if you can remember that. So besides ambiguous, there's distorting or geometrical optical illusions, where there's distortions by size, length, position, or curvature. And that gets reinterpreted by the brain in the deeper optical layers and in the brain. They're paradoxical illusions. If you remember Escher's ascending and descending staircase, that looks like they're normal stairs, but it goes nowhere. And it's an impossible situation because it's really in a paradox. There's fiction, where you think you see a bug on the wall, but as you get closer to that bug, you realize that it's only a hole in the wall with cracks that simulate six different legs. So you make sense of to organize incoming sensations into information that's meaningful. But you also have that predisposition to make a rapid judgment. There's an illusion of a rabbit duck. You see the beak of the duck in the eye, but if you look the other way, the beak of the duck becomes the rabbit's ears, just like that reversible figures in the vase concept. There's something called the Kanazega triangle. There's a floating white triangle which is not drawn in, but it's only there in emptiness between the other items placed around the side that left a defect that your body and your mind wants to break a whole segment out of it and interpret. So shapes, symbols, it's a jigsaw puzzle. Coming down to some really interesting concepts about illusions is the brain exaggerates vertical distances when compared to horizontal. So if you had two lines perpendicular, you will think the vertical line is higher. So that implicit exaggeration is a major issue. Just like depth perception, motion perception is responsible for a number of sensory illusions. You're riding in a car. The objects around you are stable, but they start appearing to move. And you perceive a larger object, like an airplane overhead, to move more slowly than a smaller. So there's certain built-in prejudices that are really physiological that can explain why we have these illusions. Another interesting area that explains it is the contrast of the color adjacent to the object you're looking at. If you put a little orange coin on a checkerboard, or let's say it's a white and black square checkerboard, when the orange is on the white square, it will look much brighter than when it's on the dark square because of that particular context. Then there's also a delay issue. There's a neural delay in interpretation about 1/10 of a second. So with that 1/10 of a second, your mind wants to fill in the answer. So illusions are very common. We have them all the time. Part of it is due to judgments we have. Part of them is not. The visual system is uniquely complicated, and we need to respond quickly whether we're the hunter or the hunted. But we may have to look more deeply to get a true interpretation. We also have a prejudice. Was the glass half full or half empty? We're such visual creatures. We tend to believe everything we see and forget our prejudice and our dependence on rapid judgment. Looking and not just seeing involves more than prolonged viewing and intentionality. So my message is do a double take wherever necessary, and it'll certainly be helpful to give you a truer answer. Illusions are there, and so are we. We need to be keen in our judgment, but keen in answers. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, The Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well.